This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. For a second year in a row, lovers in love are dealing with all manner of complications for wedding plans. Summer weddings seem a little bit more in reach than they did 6 months ago, but there's still so much to think about, even if you didn't postpone the festivities. How can family join you safely? What's the etiquette around asking guests to mask up? Can you get grandma and grandpa vaccinated in time for their fittings? We're going to talk with a couple of folks who are making plans to tie the knot one way or the other. Let's start out with Norris Howard. He's a journalist working in Detroit, joining us from home, as everybody is these days. Norris, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
Norris, how did you and your fiance meet?
We met at a hookah bar in Kalamazoo. I was on my way back from Chicago helping a photographer friend of mine. He had a big event and you need an extra set of hands, so we turned it into a trip. On the way back, a mutual friend that knew both myself and my future fiance was from Kalamazoo. And so I said, hey, that really attractive girl you know on Instagram, is she still in Kalamazoo? And he said, yeah. And so I said, ping her and let's meet up. And we met at the hookah bar and she did not want to talk to me at all. And so long story short, we did eventually exchange information. She came out to Detroit and we hung out. And after that, it's pretty much been us hanging out every day ever since she ended up moving out to this part of the state. And the rest is, as they say, history.
I have to tell you that somewhere I feel like there's a Broadway musical when Broadway reopens that starts out, we met in a hookah bar in Kalamazoo. That's amazing. When did you get engaged?
We got engaged last May. Not necessarily the height of the pandemic panic, but definitely information was still very, very sparse and we kind of didn't know what was going to happen. But we did know, or at least I knew, that if I could make it through a couple months of total lockdown, not leaving the house, not being able to see family, if I could make it through that with her, then we could get through anything. And so I said, let's not waste any more time, and I proposed.
That is the truest truth I think I've heard about pandemic life and romance. How you knew what you were in for? How did you two start talking about when the wedding should be and what it should look like?
My fiance was very much in favor of the elopement, just go away, let's fly to Vegas or whatever when we can fly, get married, just do something small, straightforward, and cheap. And I was like, I have two sides of my entire family in the city of Detroit. I will be dragged. I will be ostracized from my family if I do not have some sort of wedding. And so we planned a fairly, you know, a fairly sizable wedding for September. So we decided, hey, 100 folks, by September, this thing will be cool. There'll probably be some sort of vaccine or herd immunity. And as we know, September was the prelude to the worst of the outbreak.
How far along did you get in the planning? Had you put money down on a place and made
we
some
did.
Plans?
We did. We put money down. We had a wedding planner in place. So we were essentially, from a planning perspective, in the home stretch of things before we got an email from our venue saying that they were going to have to make major changes and our ceremony was going to be very, very different. And we both just felt it was best that we just make plans elsewhere.
Oh, man. So here we are. It's March. Where are you in your planning as of right now?
It's hilarious that you guys reached out to me because literally this week we finalized all of our plans for our wedding. And in all honesty, I'm actually much more excited about this plan than I was about the previous one. So, yeah, we are moving the wedding up actually to May instead of waiting until September. And I couldn't be more excited because it is going to be a smaller, more intimate event. But everybody that would be critical to being at the ceremony from the two of our families will be there.
Wow. How many, dare I ask, how many people at the original plan and how many at the smaller one?
So the original plan had about 100 folks. This one will have about 20.
I have to ask, too. I think it's fantastic that your fiancé has a no muss, no fuss attitude toward getting married generally. But how do you think your girl is feeling about this?
You know what? She, a couple weeks ago when we were really going through things, she literally looked at me and said, I'm about to pull my hair out and I hate this. So you do everything. You take care of everything. I don't want to deal with it. She is also a solopreneur. So, she's very, very, very hardworking. And so anything that I can do in order to take some pressure off of her, if she asks me, I'll do it. And so we moved forward over the past couple weeks. And to be perfectly honest, I feel like we both feel way better about this new setup. It's a lot smaller, which she was very happy about. And, you know, the most important people to the two of us from a family standpoint will still be able to come. And that sort of satisfies me in a sense. And so I think we both are much happier with this decision.
I haven't met this woman, but I love her already.
She is the love of my life and she's incredible.
Journalist Norris Howard coming to us from home in Detroit. Norris, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
We wanted to check in with another person planning a wedding in Michigan, one we've been hearing a lot about. Olive Scott is a production assistant on Stateside, and we've watched her toil over this pandemic season trying to plan for her big day. Hey, Olive. So what's your meet cute story with your fiance?
So he was in this frat called Metal Frat, and they had a goth night party, and I went, and I saw this boy who was tall, and he had red hair, and I was like, he's the cutest boy I've ever seen in my life. So I went up to him, and I was like, hi, I'm Olive, and he didn't hear me. And then I was like, hi, I'm Olive, and he's like, oh, my name's Cooper. And I was like, oh, hey, and he was like, yeah. And then he's like, have you met my friend Tim? And so then I went down the stairs and I met my fiance. And the boy I was originally trying to talk to is my fiance's best friend slash his best man in his wedding. So
now, Olive, your wedding was scheduled for May 2021. When did you set that date?
I set that date in June of 2020. When I got engaged, I'd always wanted a spring wedding, and I was overly optimistic because I think there was like talks that there was going to be a vaccine by that point. And I was like, yeah, it's going to be fine. Everybody's going to handle the pandemic really great.
Oh, and, the things we know now.
Yeah. So, I like went to book my reception venue and at the Ann Arbor Parks and like rec website. And they were like, we are not booking until the new year. And so I was like, okay, that sounds great. I'll just call in January. And then I called in January and they said, we're not booking till February. And then I called in February and then they're like, we're not booking till March. And then I called in March and they're like, we're not booking for the foreseeable future. And I didn't want to book my wedding venue the month before my wedding, so May was not in the cards. So wow. We decided to move it.
Well,
yeah.
What do you have a date you settled on now?
Yeah, we're going with September 10, which is coincidentally the day we met. So it'll be 5 years since we met on our wedding day, which I think ends up being a lot cuter than just some random day in May.
What exactly does rebooking a wedding entail? I mean, I've been through the process once and it almost killed me.
Yeah, so it's difficult, but given that everything has kind of been up in the air since the beginning, it's not too much to handle. So I have a friend who's going to take our photos, so it's not like I have to deal with a contract with that. We're getting married at our church, and so they're really flexible about it. I hadn't booked the reception venue. We hadn't nailed down the caterer stuff. And so it's just kind of making a list in my head of who I've talked to and who I need to let know. And so I have to print out, resave the dates. And I think that's pretty much going to be the biggest thing to deal with.
It sounds like you've been able to effectively dodge a lot of the interactional problems that COVID is forcing us to confront in social situations. Like, will you try to ask people to mask up, or will you ask people not to shake hands with grandma, or things of that nature?
Yeah, and that's like the whole point of a wedding is seeing, I mean, getting married is the whole point of a wedding, but like seeing all these people you haven't seen in a while, and two families meeting for the first time, and a bunch of people just hanging out and hugging and like getting close to one another. Like that's always been a big part of what the wedding was going to be to me. And I didn't want to have my wedding and everybody's either in a mask or they refuse to wear a mask and then somebody's uncomfortable and then people get in a fight or something. And I just wanted it to be like as easy an occasion for everybody as possible.
Olive Scott, thank you so much for telling us about your wedding, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.